Oh, you do.
Okay, cool.
So where am I looking?
No, just me and you, yeah. So you've kind of had an interesting start to the year, doing the back and forth between Indy and Rockford. Now you've had back-to-back starts, you got your first win. What's it like now kind of being put into the starter role?
It's definitely it's unexplainable almost at times. You know, it's just so different, you know, than college where, you know, that was kind of like ordained, you know, like at the beginning of the season, like, all right, you're the starter, you know, but here it's, you know, you're working for everything, practice every day, and, you know, in Indy, Rockford, where have you, it's definitely different.
What's the travel been like back and forth? Has that been kind of taking a toll?
Yeah, it's different. You know, I mean, it's all different. It's all just, you're easing your way into it. You know, that's really what it comes down to. It's just something new, you know, something that you're not used to. So obviously there's a grace period, you know, try and shorten that gap, you know, the best you can, but both organizations are great. You know, Rockford is an amazing organization, Indy likewise. So they've made the transition that much easier. You know, the staff and the players are very welcoming. So
over the summer, you were in prospect camp, you know, working with the Blackhawks organization. What was it like to get offered the contract and join the team? And being an undrafted player, is that something that, you know, you kind of work with and use as motivation?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, I knew, like, I knew that I wasn't going to be drafted. You know, it was not to say that I wasn't good, you know, during my younger days, but it was more so, I think goalies develop later, and I was definitely a case of that. So I think it almost works in my favor. You know, I get more time to develop, and I don't see it as like a motivator. I don't really believe in motivation. You know, I think that's kind of a farce. So I think, you know, it's just an opportunity like anything else. You know, I mean, a lot of guys are drafted when they're younger. Perhaps it doesn't pan out, but, you know, I think for goalies, it's actually beneficial. So I was actually lucky that that happened to me that way.
How do you feel like your progression has been throughout the early start of the year?
It's challenging. You know, this level is very good. So I think there's a lot of improvement that I can make, and I don't think I've had the start that I wanted, you know, but I think there's a lot of, you know, small detail work that I've been, you know, putting a lot of energy to. Myself, Coach Aubrey, you know, we've been doing a lot of video, a lot of fine tuning. So it's, you can't always look at the scoreboard and, you know, look at the numbers. It can be deceiving sometimes. So I'm looking more so like how I'm feeling out there, and, you know, just small progressions every day. So
I'm being from California, I'm sure enjoying the weather.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different when you look outside and snow on the ground, and you look at your phone and you see negative 10 with the wind chill, you know, it's definitely a stark difference in 72 degrees and sunny. So
take a little bit of getting used to, I'm sure.
Yeah, it definitely does. I've been moving around for quite some time though. I went to school in Massachusetts, I played junior hockey in northern Texas, and so I mean, the Midwest is treating me very nice. There's great people here, and just lucky to be such a great organization.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Colin.
Appreciate it.
No problem.